The building, which used to be the home to the Hoyt Furniture Store, was bought and renovated by two local businessmen with the purpose of creating a one-stop hub for addiction services. The first to occupy the three-floor building is Hope for New Hampshire Recovery. The organization's recovery coaches are themselves in long-term recovery and are licensed to provide advice and support to those battling substance abuse and connect them with services. Peer recovery is part of the state's long-term plan to battle addiction. Last month, the Executive Council approved roughly $500,000 in funding for three recovery centers operated by Hope. During Friday's ribbon cutting in Manchester, dozens of elected officials, including Governor Maggie Hassan, applauded the nonprofit for its work.
The really important thing that the recovery movement has done is really remind people that there's no room for stigma in this fight. There is absolutely no room for stigma in this fight.
The second and third floors of the new building are planned for supportive housing and clinical treatment. Hope for New Hampshire Recovery has five other offices in Berlin, Claremont, Newport, Franklin, and Concord. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.